With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House says the Gaza ceasefire negotiations are continuing in Cairo.
High-level talks in Egypt ended without an agreement, but discussions continue on the working group level for the next few days. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says they're working out specific issues.
Some of the details of exactly who will be released on either side and at what pace, those kinds of things. That's a good example of some of the things that they're trying to flesh out.
Kirby pushed back on suggestions that the talks have broken down and said, on the contrary, that they were constructive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard endorses former President Trump at a campaign event in Michigan for veterans. Gabbard was formerly the vice chair of the Democrat National Committee, leaving the party in 2022. The 2024 presidential race is shifting into high gear this week. Both candidates are set to hit the campaign trail, with Vice President Kamala Harris and a running mate kicking off a bus tour in the battleground state of Georgia Wednesday. Former President Trump and J.D. Vance will also hold several events in swing states this week. After honoring U.S. service members killed in the 2021 Kabul airport attack at Arlington National Cemetery, Trump spoke in Detroit. Vance will deliver remarks at a campaign stop in Big Rapids, Michigan, on Tuesday. Presidential nominees are in disagreement over whether microphones should be muted during debates. Former President Trump was asked if a candidate's mic should be muted when it's their opponent's turn to speak.
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I'd rather have it probably on, but the agreement was that it would be the same as it was last time. In that case, it was muted. I didn't like it the last time, but it worked out fine. I mean, ask Biden how it worked out. It was fine. And I think it should be the same.
This is SRN News. The question is, what is your favorite Old Testament story?
That's what Lifeway Research has been asking Christians lately, and it turns out that Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt is the favorite story of 13% of poll respondents. 11% favor Noah and the flood, while 8% like David and Goliath. However, the Lifeway survey reveals that 11% of believers answered with a story from the New Testament, suggesting that their grasp of what happened in what part of the Bible is a little lacking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked New York's attorney general from taking action against pro-life pregnancy centers for promoting a method of reversing medication abortions. The judge issued a preliminary injunction citing free speech rights. The order is part of a lawsuit against Attorney General Letitia James. Two pregnancy counseling centers and a related association say James is targeting pro-life groups unfairly. This is SRN News. The arrest of a Syrian man in Germany who admitted to fatally stabbing three people Friday has once again sparked debate about unchecked immigration from Muslim countries.
Conservative opposition politicians are calling for radical measures, including controls on all German borders, and wants Germany to stop taking in refugees from Syria and Afghanistan. Chancellor Scholz's left-wing party says that Germany will continue taking in those fleeing persecution, but asylum seekers who commit crimes must be deported. The leader of the AfD, meanwhile, wants a complete ban on all migration. The AfD is accused of using the attack for political gain.
ISIS claimed to be behind that attack. Rutgers University unveils a new protest policy ahead of the start of the school year, begins the day after Labor Day. No encampments are allowed, and if you want to hold a protest, you must fill out an official form 3 days prior and get a permit. More details at srnnews.com.